From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Department of Transportation says it's been flooded with complaints from consumers with non-refundable tickets who couldn't travel, sometimes because of health concerns, but also because airlines canceled or changed their flights, which has nothing to do with the passenger. So DOT just announced yesterday it's taking public comments on a proposal aimed at boosting protections for airline passengers who want refunds. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The Department of Transportation's announcement follows one from Southwest Airlines last week, saying it was getting rid of its one-year expiration date on flight credits. It makes permanent a policy many airlines, including Southwest, adopted temporarily because of the pandemic. Heidi Hain, general manager of the Pasadena, California branch of the Travel Store Agency, says it's a big deal.
The minute it was announced, we sent out notices to all of our advisors as well as to many of our corporate accounts that rely on Southwest for travel.
Haynes says Southwest's policy is a departure from how things have worked in her 35-year career, when a one-year expiration on travel credits was pretty standard across the industry. She says COVID has left a lot of people with those credits.
I mean, I'm rebooking flights and cruises and tours and vacations for people every day who are sick and having to cancel.
In an email, Southwest called this a concerted move aimed at their customers. Some analysts expect other airlines will follow. They did that earlier in the pandemic after United started canceling change fees, a policy Southwest has had for years. Henry Hardevelt, president of Atmosphere Research Group, says these changes offer passengers flexibility, but there's a lot in it for the industry, too.
Anyone who's sat in an economy class seat knows airlines are not customer-centric. This is a pragmatic move.
One that could reduce call volumes at Southwest reservation centers, says Hardevelt. And it might help the company spread out the crowds a bit at a time when travel is a mess, says independent analyst Robert W. Mann Jr. But he says consumers looking to cash in their credits may be in for a surprise.
When you decide to use it, you can still get that discount, but of course it'll probably be off a higher fare. What is $300 now may be closer to $350 come the fall.
Still, he says it's a win-win for the airline and all those customers who aren't quite ready to rebook. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.